Hey there, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and we're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. A link to our special guest and his film can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com, and our special guest today is the director, co-writer, and co-producer of a new documentary that really, really caught my attention. It's called Foosballers. Now, I'm not a foosballer. I, like everybody, have played it and have some recognition to it. But anyway, Joe Heslinger is my guest. Joe, welcome to the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
First of all, tell me a little something about you.
Something about me. Well, I knew nothing about pro foosball, so I'm not really, a foosball player. I write on a show called Evans for Family on Netflix. That's my day job. And, I had never made a movie before Foosballers. I'd always wanted to direct movies, but, it costs a lot of money to make a movie. And this story kind of fell into our laps, and we decided to run with it.
For your first one, I have to say you did an extremely, extremely good job. Now, for the listeners, Foosballers tells the remarkable story of a game that, everybody knows, but very few live for. It takes a deep dive into the underground world of professional table soccer, foosball, as it follows six gamers, some of the top players ever, prepare for the Tornado World Championship. It's got an ensemble of characters, and Joe, I want you to tell us a little bit about it. First of all, let's start by talking a little bit about the format of this documentary. I thought it was intriguing. Basically, it's pretty easy to explain. It has no narrator. Explain further.
Sure, yeah. So there's a couple different ways to do documentaries, right? There's the typical documentarian who puts their face in front of the camera and does some experiment on themselves, or they're always in the interviews and you see them. And I don't know, for us, I don't want to be in front of the camera. The story for us was the people who play foosball, and we wanted them to be the ones to tell the story. And, it was funny. Originally, we thought about having a narrator. We were big fans of the Big Lebowski, and we thought it'd be great to have like Sam Elliott do an intro and an ending to sort of bookend the movie. Every time we would play around with it in the edit, it just felt weird because it felt like we were making a commentary on foosball or what it was. And it just felt much more organic to the story to have the foosball players tell their story themselves and cut it together and have them, guide us through their journey.
The thing about this movie is it brings to light something that I certainly was unaware of. And I was up and living and very active. I got married in the 70s. It was my heyday of radio broadcast and so forth. But around me at the same time, something was developing in bars and in game rooms that turned into a phenomenal growth of a very popular game. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I didn't grow up in the 70s, but I was able to hear firsthand from a lot of these players who experienced it. In 73, I think they had the first tournament soccer was a company they put on the first national championship. And then in 74, they hosted the first world championship in Denver, Colorado. And that sort of launched what would later become the $1 Million Pro Tour. And kids were dropping out of high school, dropping out of college. People were quitting their jobs to go play on the pro foosball tour. And you could make, a couple grand in a weekend, upwards to, 10 or 15,000 in a weekend. And this is in the 70s. So that's a lot of money. They were giving away Corvettes and Porsches, and it was on track to, be one of the, big sports in America.
And without giving away the fun part about watching a documentary of about something that you don't know a lot about, it has a rather abrupt collapse in the 80s. And like I say, I don't want to go into it because there's a lot of things in this that it's a spoil. You wouldn't think you could spoil a documentary, but if you don't know the backstory on this, it can do that. Tell me a little bit about what you learned about the people that were foosball players you spent time with, interviewed, and were very close to. People that 40 years ago were the world's greatest and still play today. Do you see a similarity in personalities? What was your takeaway in regards to these players as people?
Yeah, well, one of the cool things about foosball is that anybody can play, and the players come from all walks of life, right? So it's hard to make a living just playing foosball, so a lot of them have day jobs. You know, we have one guy who he's the chief of anesthesia at a hospital. He's also, he used to be a backup dancer for Marky Mark. So he has he's a pretty, you know, funny character. You know, we have a former police officer from Birmingham. We also have a world champion marijuana grower who's also one of the best foosball players in the world. So they come from all walks of life, man, woman, you know, kids, they all, you know, share this one bond that's foosball. And the one thing that they all have in common is that they're insanely competitive. It doesn't matter if it's foosball or ski ball or any game that they're playing, they want to be the best. We actually met another foosball player who's in the movie. He used to be a junior Olympic wrestler. So, I mean, they're very, very talented people. But foosball has been the one thing that they gravitate towards and have dedicated their lives to play.
Fascinating documentary. By the way, Foosballer has already won numerous awards on the film festival circuit, including the Golden Whistle Award at the recent Kicking and Screening Soccer Film Festival in New York City. All right, my special guest, Joe Heslinga. He is the director, co-writer, and co-producer of the new documentary, Foosballers. Joe, why don't you tell our listeners, we'll post this on our website, but where can they view this?
Sure, yeah, the movie is available on iTunes and Vimeo On Demand, and both of those links are on our website, foosballersmovie.com.
Even if you're not a foosball player, but you just like an intriguing documentary, extremely well done, this is definitely a must-see. Joe, thanks so much. Best of luck. I have a feeling you're going to win a lot more awards for this great movie slash documentary. All righty?
Oh, cool. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.